Because if you don't practice asking big, you don't know what neighborhood you're in. This is the playbook.
Sponsors and power sponsors. Basically saying if you're not using sponsors and power sponsors, you're really missing the boat. I wonder if you could expand on that. And then B, also, typically I'm like other people here, I'm having a hard time not asking for money, but asking for help for bigger things. You know, my normal process, I got no problem asking. But so if you could speak to both of those things, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, sponsors and power sponsors. Think about it as a matter of frequency as your neighborhood in a community. And so let's take the neighborhood analogy of sponsors and power sponsors. If you live in a low net wealth area, your sponsors and power sponsors have limited capacity. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you're walking the street in your neighborhood, most people are asking for money from you or help from you, or just because of the neighborhood you're in. And for the people that can help you, they're already helping so many people. Statistically, your chances of getting help is less. If you change your frequency or your neighborhood, because frequency is a neighborhood. So lots of people live in that low vibration. They live in the low rent district. And so it's very difficult to get help, and it's very difficult to help others. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's less sponsors and power sponsors. Frequency is a neighborhood. If you move to the gated community, there's a lot more people. If you live in the luxury home part of the gated community, there's a lot more people, and their touches of favor have much more significant impact on you. Not only is it easier to ask for help, not only can they help you up for help, but the help that they give you is bigger, because a $100,000 ask is much smaller to them than in the lower frequency or the lower neighborhoods. If you move up to the luxury homes outside of there, the dream homes, the $58 million home neighborhoods, in other words, you elevate your frequency to that level. Now, not only are there, greater power sponsors and sponsors, but once again, it's quite easy to ask, because $1 million to them is the same as $10 to someone in the lower frequency. So you remember, money's an energy, so it's going to follow the frequency that you're at as well. So if you're at a low frequency, a low vibration, then there's less money, because money's an energy and it's going to follow the frequency as well.
Right.
Your neighborhood is a frequency. What neighborhood are you living in frequency-wise? So when you feel limited, not comfortable asking, well, of course, if you're living in a lower vibration, a lower neighborhood, I would feel, I always say ask big, but mm-hmm. I'm not going down, to the inner city San Diego and walking on the streets, asking people, hey man, can I get $100,000 to speak?
Right.
I'm not there, right? My neighborhood, I've elevated my frequency. So what you want to do is be aware of the frequency or the neighborhood that you're in, and make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people and the right ideas that can live to the capacity of your ask. It's not that you're afraid to ask, it's in you're in the wrong neighborhood.
Right. So that's so coming into your neighborhood is the place to be.
Or right, your best neighborhood. And yes. Look, my neighborhoods have changed, right? I moved from the middle class neighborhood to a gated community, to the luxury homes in the gated community, to the dream homes. So you kind of move up, because what you do is, wow, when you're in the middle class neighborhood, there's a few people that are moving up to it's the Jeffersons, right? Moving on up. All his neighbors had a different frequency. The asks were different than where he came from. Your neighborhood is a frequency, just like the house you live in, just like the groups that you surround yourself with. So not only do you have to practice asking, but you have to practice getting to the right neighborhood. Now the second of sponsor and power sponsor. Then the asking part, you got to practice asking big, because if you don't practice asking big, you don't know what neighborhood you're in.
Ooh, that's good.
So if I'm asking the wrong people, and what's fun is other people raised. I had, you know, a very large speaking opportunity. And the guy's like, you know, I know I asked you 2 years ago and I didn't have the budget. You know, now I'm doing this huge event with 500 CEOs and I want you and Gary Vee, like you guys did the Guardians, like you did Syracuse, whatever. And, you know, what's the budget? Right. And it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this person has elevated their neighborhood. Where, yeah. You know, even though I was at that time, I think $25,000 to speak, he wasn't in that neighborhood. But I had my bottom line. And just because you're in the million-dollar neighborhood doesn't mean your bottom line can't be zero as well when you're asking. Right. Right? Because you want to plant seeds, you want to build. It may just be something that you want to help with. So, you know, these are all, but I think the bigger piece of advice is practice asking. And know that your frequency is a neighborhood, and it's easier to ask, you know, for in a bigger neighborhood, in a more affluent neighborhood than it is, you know, in the projects.